Priest resigned post over children being scarified on the altar of trans ideology. By Joe Markham on May 27, 2019. A long-serving vicar and school governor has resigned his post over what he said were children being sacrificed on the altar of trans ideology after an 8-year-old pupil at his school transitioned from a boy to a girl. The Reverend John Parker resigned from both the school and the church after what he claimed was mistreatment at the hands of both over his concern about the welfare of pupils at the school. The school in Essex, which has not been named in reports to protect the privacy of the children and families, had a pupil who, at just 8 years old, was looking to transition from a boy to a girl, British newspaper The Mail on Sunday reported. Reverend Parker said he supported the child's transition but wanted to inform parents of other pupils in order to ensure the safety of everyone at the school and to address any concerns about the child using the girls' toilets. Parker asked the school whether the child had seen medical or psychological professionals about the decision, and requested that parents be offered pastoral advice on the case. But his concerns were dismissed as just being his personal views, according to the claims. The situation became even more difficult for Parker as the trans advocacy group Mermaids were invited in to train teachers and staff how to deal with the boy's transition. Reverend Parker has alleged the group consistently misled staff members with incorrect scientific and legal information. The clergyman, who is an Oxford biology graduate, questioned the facts provided by the Mermaids course and offered to introduce them to alternative data, but was shut down both by the school's head teacher and the trainer. When asked if he could intervene, the school's headmaster is reported to have told the priest, "No, I don't think so, John. It's training today, it's not time to share your viewpoints." The trainer from Mermaids then said, "My job is to deliver training. I have done that. I don't have to listen." Parker spoke of life at the school after the incident, saying, "After the head told us about the plan to allow the pupil to transition, the school suddenly turned into a place where you did not even have the freedom to question things. I felt it was no longer a Christian place of grace and truth, it was a place of oppression." The priest spoke to the local bishop on the matter, but his concerns were also dismissed, explaining the situation he was faced with as, "I was basically told by my bishop that if I wished to faithfully follow the teachings of the Bible, then I was no longer welcome in the church. It felt very much like I was being silenced by the church and the school."